It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's May 11th and 12th, depending on when you listen to this, or it's 12th and 13th, that is, depending on when you listen to this. For my running friends, don't forget, May 12th is the Canterbury Shaker Village, part of the Capital Air Race Series. If you're listening to this now, you're a little late to run in that race, but it is happening at Canterbury Shaker Village on Saturday, May 12th. And on Sunday, May 13th, we have the Purple Ribbon Road Race at Bow High School. I've been running that for years, as well as Northeast Delta Dental has been a sponsor. Last week, I want to thank Dr. Richard Berryman for talking about oral health as it relates to erosion on your teeth, meaning that even if you drink sugarless soft drinks or Powerade and things like that, that it can still do some damage on based on the erosion on your teeth. So thank you, Dr. Berryman. You did a great job. Now, along the lines of sports drinks and along the lines of athletic competition, with me this weekend is Patrick Mulcahy, longtime executive director of the Granite State Games, as well as a great soccer coach in the spirit of transparency. He coached my twin boys for many years, and he also has a number of enterprises, which I'll ask him to talk about. But, Patrick, let's begin with who you are. So you grew up in New York. You played some professional soccer. But tell us about your background, and then we'll segue into the Granite State Games.
Well, thank you again, Tom, for having me. It's always a pleasure coming by and chatting about the games and what we're doing for student-athletes here in the Granite State. A little bit about me is, like you mentioned before, I grew up in New York, went to the University of Rhode Island, was fortunate enough to play soccer there, and then played soccer for both the New England Revolution as well as abroad in the country of Chile.
Revolution. I could even cheer for you. Used to go to the old Fox Sports.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yep. So I've been in New Hampshire for about 12 years or so and have a company called In the Net Sports Academy, which is about 10 years old. And we offer all kinds of camps and clinics and private lessons, teams, tournaments, et cetera, et cetera. So soccer is our most popular sport and most longstanding, just based on my quote-unquote area of expertise. But we also offer 12 additional sports besides soccer, which is pretty exciting.
Everywhere I go, some of my employees say, oh, Patrick coached my son or daughter. So you obviously had many, many young adults as your players, including the star player from Milford. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Morgan Andrews. So just to piggyback on what you said earlier, I've been incredibly fortunate to work with a lot of amazing players and come across some great families. So the sport of soccer has been very, very kind to me. And through that, like I said, I've been able to not only make a living off of it, but more importantly, I've been able to give back and work with some really cool student athletes. So in regards to Morgan Andrews, she is exceptional. She's an amazing soccer player, but more importantly, a wonderful young lady. She went to Notre Dame and then transferred to University of Southern California, won a national championship there, was up for the Herman Award, which is the nation's best female soccer player in college, and then was drafted by the Boston Breakers and now is playing for the team out in Seattle. So she's great. She's, like I said, she's an amazing soccer player, but more importantly, she's really good understanding her role in terms of giving back and trying to act like a role model with these young girls in particular. So I'm very, very fortunate to work with her and know her family quite well. Michelle and Mark, her parents, are both great people as well.
So she's a great role model. She knows about giving back to the community. But as you said, while she's certainly the most well-known, Morgan Andrews, that is, you've coached lots of great young adults over the years, and they've grown into fine young older adults. And I'll speak personally. I mean, my two sons, Matt and Brian, learned a lot from Patrick, and they're now productive young adults, one in Boston and one in Colorado. I know you find that hard to believe, Patrick. So let's segue quickly to the Granite State Games, because that's really the point of this weekend's show. So the Granite State Games are a multi-sport Olympic-style event featuring select amateur athletes in the state of New Hampshire. Following the Olympic pattern, there's an opening ceremony with teams then playing each region once in a round-robin tournament and then medal rounds. And the website is granitestategames.org. I think, Patrick, anybody from eighth grade to junior in high school are eligible, correct?
That is correct. And actually, we've modified it a little bit. We are now allowing middle school student athletes to try out. And the purpose of that was just to, again, one, grow our brand, of course, and get the word out there about the games. But two, more importantly, just giving those student athletes the opportunity to participate in the games and represent their schools and families. So we've made that change for this year, and we're excited about it because in years one, two, and three, a lot of people have been asking, you know, how come it's only for high school student athletes? So we decided to make a change, and we're excited to see where that
takes
us.
So you get the seventh and eighth graders?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. So again, it's granitestategames.org. So here we are. It's May 12th and 13th. Are all the teams chosen? And if not, how could someone try out? And then we should also talk about when are the actual competitions.
Yeah, so the games will be this year, the week of June 18th at the Derryfield School and Southern New Hampshire University. We're offering 10 sports now, which is very exciting. We started with 6 in year 1 and then added 2 and then added 1 last year. And then with this year, we've added tennis. So now we're up to 10, which includes soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, golf, basketball, volleyball, track and field, softball. And again, we've added tennis, which is great. So tryouts, for the most part, have already happened, but we are still rounding out some rosters. So if players are interested in participating, please feel free to contact me directly, as some of our sports are looking for players still, which is quite normal. You know, the kids nowadays, as I'm sure you can relate, are just running around in 20 different directions. So we do tend to experience several last-minute signups. So it's we're right where we should be in terms of our numbers. So we're excited about that. And like I said, with the addition of tennis, I think it's going to be very cool. We're going to offer a singles event on Saturday and then a doubles event on Sunday.
Each of the sports has a coaching director and a region director. Tell us about the different regions.
So we have 4 regions that make up the Granite State. They are the Lakes, Coastal, Monadnock, and Southern. And to be honest with you, Tom, one of my biggest fears when we started this 4 years ago now was that, you know, the Southern or the Coastal regions would dominate the competition just based on the population and the number of larger schools in those two regions. But probably the most rewarding experience for me so far is the fact that there's just great athletic parity among the 4 regions. So, you know, Monadnock has won several gold medals in a couple different sports, and the Lakes have done the same. So it's been really cool to just see that there's a lot of really strong student athletes from every corner of the state, regardless of big school or small school.
The other thing I like about it, and this has always been one of the warm spots I have for it, is that yes, there are regions, but within that, there are high schools within the region that generally compete with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually one of our kind of building blocks. I coach at a high school. I'm the girls' varsity coach at Bishop Girton. So, you know, just based on tradition, Nashua North and Nashua South are big rivals of ours. And, you know, typically you're, quote unquote, not supposed to like the other team just because of the rivalry. But this opportunity with the Granite State Games, you know, now those players from each school in that region are now coming together to represent that region to obviously compete against the other region. So that's really neat. And then, you know, using the Monadnock as an example, you know, the Monadnock region has a lot of smaller schools just based on the population. And it's really cool to witness their buy-in of this whole, you know, community and regional pride and representing, you know, that area of the state trying to, you know, compete against the, you know, the quote unquote, you know, Goliaths of the Southern region that has all the bigger schools. So it's been really cool just to break down high school rivalries and to create that sense of regional pride.
Now, again, the website is granitestategames, all one word, .org. So if I'm listening to this and I just want to be a spectator to the events, you said that they're both at Derryfield and Southern New Hampshire University. On the days of the event, starting on June 18th, are you able to just buy tickets on the fly?
Absolutely. Yep. We have a small admission fee, which is $10, and that includes the entire week. So it's not $10 per day or per event. we basically give you a wristband, and that wristband is good for the entire week at any and all events. So that $10 goes towards our operating budget, which is around $150,000, which is pretty significant to run this week-long event. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit, so we're really not generating any money from this in terms of profit. And then the profit that we do have, we 2 years ago, we donated to the New Hampshire Food Bank. So we're looking to continue to give back to the community and of course, grow the games.
And the expenses, I mean, that's pretty frugally, strategically, yet frugally done, because you got to pay for referees, a little bit of the coaches, the trainers. I assume you have EMT people there as well, right?
Yeah, that $150,000.
Trainers.
It covers a lot of moving parts. One, from the facilities, of course, the uniforms, the trainers. We do give our coaches a very small stipend for their time and effort. We have a director that you alluded to earlier for each sport, and that director is in charge of running that particular sport in terms of finding the regional coaches and helping them promote the games and getting kids to try out. So, you know, we try to compensate everyone because we value everybody's time and expertise. We wish we could pay everybody more, but in order to keep our costs low for our student athletes, you know, we give them a small donation back. So we, in order to try out for the games, it's absolutely free. There is a small finalist fee of $130, which of course includes the coach, who is typically a high school coach, so someone who knows what they're doing. And we also obviously give them a uniform, which, and then obviously we're using state-of-the-art facilities like the Dairy Field School or SNU.
And the 130 is after you make the team.
Yes, sir. Correct. Yep. So if you want to try out, it's absolutely free. And if you don't make the team, you know, it's
no harm, no foul.
Exactly. Yep. Didn't cost you anything.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This weekend, May 12th and 13th, again, May 12th, there's the Canterbury Shaker Village 5K Trail Race, and on Sunday the 13th, there's the Purple Ribbon Race in Bow, and it starts and ends at Bow High School. But with me this weekend is Patrick Mulcahy, who is the Executive Director of GrandStateGames.org. We want to get right into it. It's coming, they're coming right up on June 18th. Give us a recap of 2017 and what you've learned over the past 3 years. To me, it's been really exciting to see it. And also, maybe it might be informative for the listening audience to get an idea of how you got this idea, you know, witnessing it in Massachusetts and in New York, and also that the NHIA is totally supportive, because I know as a parent, you're always concerned if my son or daughter plays in something extra. You know, are there any repercussions? In this case, it's all positive. So maybe go through that.
Yeah. So to answer your first question, Tom, about, you know, how we got here and how the games came about. Again, I own a sports academy. It's called In the Net Sports Academy for kids. And being an entrepreneur, you know, my mind is always wandering and trying to offer new programs, especially involving sports and kids. So as a young student athlete, growing up in New York, we had the Empire State Games, which played a huge role in my athletic career, just in terms of the college recruiting and playing against the state's top players in soccer. Massachusetts, of course, has the Bay State Games, which has been around for 30 plus years. Connecticut has the Nutmeg State Games. So there's 31 states around the country that offer these statewide sanctioned games that are led by the National Congress of State Games. So I reached out to them to see if New Hampshire offered anything like that, which I wasn't aware of, and of course they weren't. So I started to do a little bit of due diligence in terms of reaching out to the executive director for the Bay State Games and kind of picking his brain, and he was great. He was very, very helpful in terms of, you know, the pitfalls that he's experienced over the years and the successes that he's accomplished. So that was really helpful. And then my next step was, you know, reaching out to people like yourself that I knew would excited about this opportunity that I was going to try and do and offer, you know, try to get some of, you know, feedback from you guys that, again, are well connected in the area and just pick your brain in terms of what you thought, you know, could work, wouldn't work, et cetera, et cetera. So once I started to reach out to some just friends from coaching over the years, then I wanted to try to assemble a board, because we are a not-for-profit, like I mentioned before. And again, I've been so fortunate to meet a lot of great people like yourself that I can kind of call upon to pitch this idea and see if they'd be interested in joining our board, either directly as a board member or someone like yourself as, you know, just kind of a, someone who sits as like an advisor. So we have an awesome team. You know, as I mentioned before, we have a director for each sport. They oversee the sport, but we also have a board of six people, which they're fantastic. It's a working board. Most of them have been with us from day one. Michelle Demersion, she owns Innovision Management, which is and she's super smart and really involved with the games and plays a huge role. And her sister, Wendy Sage Matsis, she's the director of marketing over at Bridges, which is in Nashua. It's an adult community center. Again, another just instrumental person with the Granite State Games. And Tom LeBonville is our president. He owns TL Sports Sales, which is based out of Wyndham. So we have a really, really good team of people that, you know, just want to do what they can to help, you know, give these student athletes this awesome opportunity. So so I'm very fortunate, even though I am the executive director and kind of the face of the program, we wouldn't be where we are today without the team, for sure.
I mean, as you know, great organizations and great things that you do in the community, there has to be, you know, board and executive director alignment. So I congratulate you on that. And of course, you have a bundle of energy. I get all your emails, and you know, people call me a taskmaster with my emails, but looking at all the follow-ups, because one of the things, as you know, you have to do is when you have a board, is you just want to make sure the board, each board meeting, doesn't turn into like a brainstorming session. Sometimes you have to do that, but for the most part, you want to work in between board meetings and then use the board meeting to report back. Okay, we did find this coach. You know, we did find the venues. We do have a water sponsor, things like that. And so I congratulate you on that. So it kicks off on June 18th. And again, GraniteStateGames.org. And my CEO colleagues and human resource and CFOs out there, if you want to become a sponsor, Pat obviously could use that. One of the things you do is get everybody jacked and pumped with guest speakers. So tell us who you have lined up this year.
Yeah, so like we've done from year one, we have an opening ceremony to recognize our participants, which is done via parade, and that will take place Thursday, June 21st at 3 p.m. over on Larkin Field, which is on the campus of Southern New Hampshire University. We have four guest speakers this year, which we're incredibly excited about. It's been cool because each year we've kind of been able to add another keynote speaker, which again is just showing that we're building some momentum and getting more and more people involved. So Reverend Odie, who actually spoke last year, he has a really funny, great story regarding sportsmanship that I know the kids really enjoyed and our team really enjoyed hearing about. So he's coming back, which is great. A newcomer, Tessa Gobu, who actually was born and raised in the Monadnock region. She's an Olympic gold medal winner for Team USA in rowing. She won the gold in the Rio Olympics. So we're incredibly excited to have her because, again, she's born and raised here in New Hampshire. We have Mike Vining and, of course, your good friend John Broderick from Dartmouth-Hitchcock, who both have excellent messages for our young student-athletes that I think they really will enjoy, you know, hearing about.
And the Justice Broderick, former Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice John Broderick, he and I have been on the road a lot and doing a lot of radio on the mental health awareness called Change Direction. And one of the things is that, you know, by the time someone reaches 14 is when the manifestation of mental health issues surface. So we thought it was a great audience. He's great with the kids. And one of the most positive things he says is this generation of kids, you know, sometimes you read about all kids these days and all that, but they're very open and very receptive and coming forward with you know, mental health and addiction issues, you know, that can plague you know, many families. In fact, statistically, you know, one out of three families are, you know, have been impacted, you know, one way or the other with, you know, mental health or, you know, or addiction issues. So I'm so glad that Justice Broderick, there won't be a sound in the audience when he's talking, you know, until his feedback.
So. Yeah, it was actually such a funny story, obviously, that you're aware of. But Wendy Sage Matsis, again, who's one of our board members, she's on the Nashua Rotary, and she was at her monthly Rotary meeting, and Mr. Broderick was one of the guests. He was the featured guest speaker. And at the end, and I was not there, but at the end of the Rotary session, Wendy sent me a text message saying, have you heard of this guy? He's awesome. He'd be so great for our the Grand State Games and our opening ceremony. Maybe you can reach out to Tom to see if he knows him, and maybe we can try to, you know, finagle him to come and speak at our opening ceremony. So, of course, I reached out to you that day, and you were like, oh, my God, ironically enough, he's in my office right now.
Right.
So
it was hilarious because we obviously, when we put on this big mental health conference on March 28th, we did a lot of planning meetings. And so sponsors, I'm trying to help you here. Patrick, yeah. Obviously, we're a sponsor. Who are the others? And we need more, though, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, we don't charge anything to try out. So we try to keep things as cheap as possible. So if you are selected, we only charge $130. But the sponsors is absolutely huge for us. So we're thrilled to have the continued support, of course, Northeast Delta Dental and you. I mean, you've played a huge role with not only sponsoring the games financially, but just playing a role with, you know, introducing me to certain people and making connections. So we're incredibly thrilled to have you guys, of course, Northeast Delta Dental, my company, InTheNet Sports Academy, Summit Performance Center, which is based in the Monadnock region. The Union Leader is one of our title sponsors. Of course, the Dairy Field School and SNU, which are our host venues. DDA Trucking out of Nashua, or Londonderry, excuse me, is another big sponsor of ours. And many, many, many others are helping us put on this great event for student athletes across the Grand State games, across the Grand State, excuse me. So,
as you look back the last 3 years, obviously now you have 10 sports. I mean, has anything surprised you, and what's the one learning that you've implemented?
So we have 10 sports, which has been great because we've gone from 6 to 8 to 9 to now 10. But of those 10 sports, we probably have 6 or 7 of them that are very healthy, very strong. Numbers are really good. The competitive levelness across the state in those regions is really strong as well. We do have a couple troubled sports that are just a little bit harder to manage, and for a variety of reasons. One of them is a spring sport, so a lot of these kids are playing for their high school teams this spring, and you know, when the season's done, you know, a lot of them just want to be done and, you know, enjoy their summers and go on vacation or work or whatever. So at some point, probably sooner rather than later, you know, again, even though it's awesome for us to say we're offering these 10 sports, and it's great for my ego, of course, but more importantly, we're trying to offer these sports to these kids across the state so they can play. But I'm spending a lot of time on some of our troubled sports, which I think if I were to, you know, maybe just cut the cord at some point and devoted my time towards our stronger sports, I think we can continue to grow those stronger sports. For example, Tom, where volleyball is an incredible sport for us. So we've talked about offering kind of a JV division because they have so many girls trying out. And with volleyball, you can only have 11 kids on a team. So we're getting, you know, 30, 40, 50 kids try out for each region. So instead of turning the majority of them away, let's form a JV division so we can still give those kids.
Second division, yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Well, I've gone to the games every year. It's well done. If you're participating in it, good luck. If you're a parent, support, buy tickets. If you're in a position at your company to be a sponsor, please do. June 18th. And what's the last day? What's the last event?
The last events will finish up on Sunday. We do start during the week for a few sports just based on the schedule. So some of them will run Monday through Wednesday, and then others will go Thursday through Sunday. Yep.
And the venues at Dairy Field and SNU. Thank you, Patrick Mulhay, for leading this. It's GraniteStateGames.org. Thank you, and I hope to see everybody at Dairy Field in southern New Hampshire